This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This has been a weirder week than usual in Las Vegas. Gadgets, gizmos, self-driving cars, and giant TVs. Yes, the extravaganza known as the Consumer Electronics Show wraps up today, having survived reports of its imminent demise. Detractors say the CES is just so much high-tech hot air. But Marketplace's Queenie Kim is here to tell us that the reports of its death, well, yeah, they're greatly exaggerated.
I'm on the 23rd floor of the Las Vegas Hotel, a five-minute walk from the crowded exhibit halls, in a quiet suite rented by Leslie Chard.
Hi, I'm Leslie Chard. I'm the president of WHDI.
Is that a radio station?
WHDI is a wireless HDMI standard.
It lets devices like HD cameras connect to monitors and tablets wirelessly. WHDI is one of hundreds of companies renting rooms in hotels across the Las Vegas Strip in order to hold business meetings. I put the question to Chard. Everybody is proclaiming that CES is dead. How do you come down on that?
CES is alive and hopping. Here, it's not just for consumers to come and look at.
It's about doing business.
Everyone is here. Just this morning, we've had visitors from Israel, from Japan, from Korea, from Germany, all coming into one place.
WHDI works with Samsung, Motorola, and Sony, among others. Chard says meeting with them is critical to creating new products. Myra Chiang is a VP at Ozaki, and she's not really interested in the average Joe or me, the press. Ozaki makes colorful iPad and iPhone cases, and it has a huge exhibit with plush white carpet and a gigantic iPhone sculpture. Why did you come to CES?
Because it's very important to invite all our distributors.
Ozaki distributors are mostly based in Asia. And even though Ozaki is located in Taiwan, Chiang comes to CES to meet with them. As for CES being on life support, with 150,000 attendees and nearly 2 million square feet of exhibit space, the trade show says it had a record year. Back at the hotel, Chard says he wouldn't mind if the show was a little less popular.
CES overloaded Vegas's carrying capacity.
And he says if there are fewer people next year, he's okay with it. I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.